Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Good morning, precious listeners, and welcome once again to Winning Every Day podcast, where faith meets purpose and purpose leads to victory. I'm so glad you're tuned in today. Wherever you're listening from, may the presence of God surround you right now. Today's topic is staying spiritually alert. Our Bible test is from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, which says, "Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour." Let's also add Matthew chapter 26, verse 41. "Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Several years ago, in an interview published by NASA, astronaut Chris Hadfield shared something striking about life in space. He explained that in space, you cannot afford to be distracted, not even for a moment. A small oversight, a loose bolt, or a missed checklist item can lead to serious consequences. He said astronauts are trained to constantly scan their environment, check their instruments, and remain aware, because in space, survival depends on alertness. That struck me deeply. If astronauts must stay alert to survive in space, how much more must we stay spiritually alert to survive in this world? We are not just physical beings. We are spiritual beings in a spiritual battle. And the Bible tells us clearly, be alert. What does it mean to stay spiritually alert? To stay spiritually alert means being sensitive to the voice of the Holy Spirit, guarding your heart and mind, recognizing subtle temptations, refusing to drift spiritually, living intentionally, not casually. Let me ask you, have you ever noticed how spiritual dullness doesn't happen suddenly? It happens gradually. You skip prayer one day. You ignore conviction another day. You become comfortable with what once disturbed your conscience. And before you know it, you are spiritually asleep. But today, God is waking someone up. Let's look at what the Bible says about our alertness spiritually. 1. Spiritual sleep makes us vulnerable. Jesus told his disciples in Matthew 26, verse 41, "Watch and pray." Yet they slept in Gethsemane, and shortly after, they fled when trouble came. Could it be that some struggles we face today are not because we are weak, but because we are not watching? Ephesians 6, verse 12 reminds us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. This is deeper than what eyes can see. Staying spiritually alert means praying even when you feel fine. It means reading the word even when nothing seems wrong. It means guarding your heart before temptation knocks. Here's a word of encouragement. Even if you've been spiritually drowsy, God's mercy is fresh this morning. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 to 23 says, "His mercies are new every morning." You are not too far gone. You can wake up today. 2. Spiritual alertness sharpens discernment. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 14 says, "Mature believers have their senses trained to discern good and evil." When you are spiritually alert, you recognize wrong opportunities disguised as blessings. You detect wrong relationships before they drain you. You sense when something isn't aligned with God's will. Let me ask you, have you ever had an inner check that you ignored and later wished you hadn't? That inner check is often the Holy Spirit prompting you. Today, I pray your spiritual sensitivity increases. May you not miss divine warnings. May you not misinterpret divine instructions. In Jesus' name. 3. Staying alert positions you for divine opportunities. Alertness is not just about avoiding danger. It's also about seizing opportunities. In Mark 13, verse 33, Jesus said, "Be on guard. Be alert. You do not know when that time will come." Many people miss divine appointments because they are spiritually distracted. God may be opening doors, but are you spiritually awake enough to see them? I declare prophetically over someone listening right now, You will not sleep through your season. You will not miss your moment. You will not be spiritually blind to your breakthrough. Your discernment is sharpening from today. How do we stay spiritually alert as believers? 1. Through consistent prayer, not occasional prayer, but daily communion. 2. By regular word intake. Psalm 119 verse 105 says the word is a lamp to our feet. 3. Sensitivity to conviction. Don't ignore the Spirit's promptings. 4. Guarding your environment, what you feed your mind matters. As you go today, let me ask you, what has been dulling your spiritual edge lately? Distraction, social media overload, busyness, unforgiveness, or compromise? Ask God to help you let go of these weaknesses and sharpen your spirit. Time for reflection. Take a moment to ask yourself these questions. Am I spiritually awake or spiritually drifting? Dwell on these in prayer and allow God to revive you completely. Actions for the day. Before you step fully into your day, spend at least 10 focused minutes in prayer. Ask the Holy Spirit to heighten your discernment. Be intentional about one area you will guard today, your thoughts, your words, or your decisions. Small adjustments today can prevent major regrets tomorrow. And finally, let's take our confession of faith for the day together. Say this with me boldly. Today, I am spiritually alert. My eyes are open. My heart is sensitive to God's voice. I will not fall into hidden traps. I will not miss divine opportunities. The Holy Spirit guides me. I walk in wisdom, discernment, and victory. I am awake in the Spirit. Today I win God's way. In Jesus' name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this new day. We appreciate you for your word that calls us to be alert. Father, awaken every sleeping area of our spiritual life. Sharpen our discernment. Protect us from unseen dangers. Help us recognize your voice clearly. Guide our decisions today. Order our steps. Let us not miss what you are doing in this season. We commit this day into your hands. Guide us, bless us, and let your glory shine forth in our life. Thank you for answered prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Precious listener, remember, staying spiritually alert is not about fear. It's about readiness. And when you are ready, you are unstoppable in God's purpose. If this message blessed you, share it with someone who needs a spiritual wake-up call today. Let's help someone else start their day strong. This is Winning Everyday Podcast. Have a spiritually alert and victorious day.
You're tuned into the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise.